Once more, I want to thank God for this beautiful day that He gave us, and it's very good to be in the house of God, giving Him the praise, giving Him the thanks that He's doing in our life. This evening, I just want to say thanks for Brother Mike. He's very instrumental in the work of God, and also Elder Ron and Elder Monty. You know, these persons are very instrumental. They try their best. They offer themselves to do the will of God. And you know, when they go to Belize and share the word of God, I am blessed. Not only me, we have so far 25 members of the mission who are blessed with the word of God. And I just want to ask for your prayers to these people, because in the work of God, it takes a lot of energy, a lot of effort. Because I thought that traveling is something easy, because I don't travel far. The farthest I travel from where I live is just like maybe 26 miles. And if I go farther than that, that would be Belize, but still I take about 4 hours riding on the bus. But I experienced the traveling when I came here. I said, well, flying on the plane is not easy, just relax and reach where you're going. But that is not so. When I landed Florida, I was very amazed that I saw a lot of people. I haven't seen such a big crowd of people. And during that process, I get tired. I get tired to wait. I get tired to stand up. And I told my wife, I don't know how these teams bear these things, because I said, for me, it is not so good. But I thank God that who all traveled to go to Belize for the honor and glory of God, I think we need to continue pray for them and continue to support them, because it is the work of God. So with that, I just want to thank each one of you who are behind these men of God, supporting them, praying for them, because I cite very necessary. So with that, I just want to leave that with you all, thanking each and every one of you for what you are doing for the honor and glory of God. So this evening, I want to share the word of God. I know that we are the children of God. I want to thank God that He saved me. He picked me up where I am, in a sinful manner, situation. But I thank God that he picked me up from there, cleaned me up, and adopted me as a child of his. So this evening I want to start off by saying that when you have a guest, when we have a guest expecting that guest to visit us, I believe we prepare ourselves. We prepare ourselves, we are waiting, we are looking out for our guests. And I believe it's the same thing when Jesus Christ comes back again. I believe that we are waiting, expecting him anytime, because we are his children. If there is anyone here haven't accepted Christ as his personal Savior, haven't prayed, haven't got saved, I would encourage that person to think, to begin to seek God. Because the Word of God tells us in the book of 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 10, it says that, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also, and the work that are therein shall be burned up. As I mentioned, that the Lord, our Savior, is coming back the second time, but nobody knew when he's coming. Nobody knew the time, the day, the week, or the month, or the year. He is coming like a thief. I know that you know, understand how thief operates, right? They won't tell you that, oh, I see something there, I want it, and I will come for it certain hour. They won't tell you that. So it's the same way when our Savior come for us. Hence, we need to be saved. And we need to know that he is coming back. That's why I am encouraging those, if any are wrong or in this house that is not saved, this is the opportune time, this is the day when he could pray and cry out to God so that God save him, so that God could take him and adopt him as his son. I'm very happy to be the son of God. I feel peace, I feel joy, in my heart. I know that the Lord is coming back. But as I mentioned, nobody knows when. In the book of Matthew 16:28, it tells us, "Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." When Christ comes and we are saved, we will not taste the first death, because we are going with him. Because he said, "There will be some standing here which shall not taste of death." That is the death that happened when somebody passed away. "Here which shall not taste of death they, till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." What a day that would be. For sure, the children of God will be rejoicing, because their Savior came for them. And if we go to Matthew 24:27, it tells us, "For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." Our Savior, our Lord, will come and everybody will see it. He is not coming on a jet plane. He is coming with his power so that the whole world could see that he is coming. I believe that we are happy when that time comes, because we are the Son of God. And he went on to say on verse 30, "And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory." That time, our Savior is coming with great glory. Maybe that time, those who are not saved would want to get saved. But that very time or moment, Christ is coming for the children. God is so great, because he said in his word that he don't want nobody to be perished. He wants everybody to go with him. But brothers and sisters, a lot of the people don't think about God, don't think about their life. They think that they have their life made on this earth. I know that it is so wonderful because it says that the tribes of the earth mourn. Maybe till then they would want to cry out to God. He went on to say, verse 37, but as was as the day of Noah was, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. In the time of Noah, people are doing their own thing. They don't think about God. They don't think their life, because they are more deeply in the world. So their thinking is more earthly, and that is where they are looking more instead of thinking about their heart, about God. So it's the same thing when Christ comes again. People will be busy drinking, partying, marrying, all kind of things. But a child of God, we prepare waiting for our Savior. I know that that is what we are doing. I am expecting my Savior. I give Him thanks every day. I ask Him to renew my mind and heart every day, so that I could be with Him when He comes. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, in verse number 16, it says, for the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise. What this is telling us, that when He comes, the dead will rise. And will meet up with God. Went on to say that then we which are alive remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. So the dead will rise first and meet with God, then after the living, that after those who are living will caught up with God. That would be a wonderful day. He went on to say, to meet the Lord in the air, so shall we ever be with the Lord. You know, it is for me, it's an honor to be with the Lord. I don't regret it none at all, because I am in good hands. And it says that, wherefore comfort one another to these words. Brothers and sisters, I want to leave these words with you all, to comfort you that Christ will be coming again. Let us continue to seek him. Let us continue to praise him. Let us continue to give him the glory and praise while we are on this earth. Because for sure, he will come back and pick us up if we are still living. But if not, we're dead with the Lord. I just want to encourage each one. We depend on our Lord so that be sure that we will be with him when he comes. Or if we die, be sure that we will rise when he comes. So I just want to encourage each one. Let's continue to give God the glory. Amen. Thank you.
Certainly heard a word of truth, and thank him, brother, for his willingness to get up and to share what God has put on his heart. And no doubt, we certainly don't know when God